You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Have you thought about continuing your education with graduate studies?
Yes.
Yeah, talk to both of us here. Well, Concordia University Chicago, our alma mater, has launched a program to make that more attainable for those who serve full-time in the LCMS, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. And you're going to want to go check it out today.
It's true.
Because there's some really great information there about the Advance with Purpose program. We're going to learn about that in just a moment. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall. He is Associate Vice President for Church Relations and Mission, Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Kendall, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It is great to be with you, Andy and Sarah.
I should say welcome back. We've had some fun conversations with you in the past for Set Apart to Serve, and looking forward to learning about Advance with Purpose today. Also joining us today, Sean Yerkes, he's Assistant Vice President for Graduate and ADP Admission at Concordia University Chicago. Sean, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Andy and Sarah, for the invite.
Looking forward to learning more about what you both do at Concordia University Chicago and your involvement in Advance with Purpose. Sean, let's start with you. Tell us about what you love about what you get to do at Concordia University Chicago.
Sure. So yeah, I've been at Concordia now for 17. This will actually be my 18th year in March. And I've served the graduate population of students here at Concordia the entire time. So I've been in my current role as Assistant Vice President for the past 3 years. And so what I really love about what I'm able to do is I get to meet adults at different points in their life, whether it's somebody that has their career set and they're looking for advancement, or it's somebody that is looking for a track change in their life, a change in their vocation. It has its challenges, but I think it's great to be able to meet people where they're at and help them advance in life.
Dr. Kendall, what do you love about what you get to do at Concordia University Chicago every day?
Oh, such a great question, Andy. You know, there are so many things that I love, and I wear a few different hats at the university. So I came as assistant provost for mission and identity, and I continue to do that now as associate vice president. And so I work with faculty to help them grow and in an understanding of who we are and you know, as a Lutheran institution and what we're doing and the direction that we're headed. And so I teach faculty. I oversee that. I also interview finalists for faculty and full-time staff positions, and I get to know everybody. And one thing that I do as well in that role is I serve as working with faculty to help them bring in to their courses and their programs Christian ethics lectures and case studies, so that the courses really do demonstrate the Lutheran ethos of our university. And then in addition to that, I do church relations. So I go out to congregations and schools, and I also work in advancement with donors. So I get to know people that are interested in being philanthropists for the university. And it's just a wonderful role that I've been blessed to be a part of.
So you have a few hats. I think we talked with you in the assistant provost when you were doing that the last time we were able to have a conversation with you. Can you share with us some stories of how graduate programs at Concordia Chicago have helped an alum grow in their area of expertise or advance in their work and service to the church?
Well, yeah, it's such a great question. You know, graduate studies at Concordia Chicago really do offer students an opportunity to become experts in their field. So, you know, if they're interested in a particular area, or they're seeking, you know, a vocation of the Lord, you know, in something that they're interested in, it gives them an opportunity to do research and to write in that area of interest. You know, it has the potential for them to add to the scholarship of their field of study. And the graduate student at Concordia increases his or her learning so that they're able to serve the common good more fully. And the more our graduate students grow and learn, the better they'll be able to serve in their vocations and care for their neighbors. You know, a graduate's degree at CUC prepares the students to think about the highest and most important needs and the most important aspects and issues of their field. So they will be better prepared oftentimes than their colleagues in those fields who have gone to other schools because they're taught to reflect the most important points at issue, you know, with a Lutheran lens. And so, you know, if you think about, we have, I'll talk about this a little bit more later, perhaps, but, you know, a doctorate in business administration or an MBA gives students an opportunity to think about, you know, the organizational structures of what it means to be in administration from a business perspective. And what does it mean economically or fiscally or financially to serve the common good, where you're actually cutting through kind of the base level issues and thinking about how do we best serve our neighbor, in this field. And so we've had students really grow to think about the Lord's work in the midst of these fields. And so that's an important aspect for us in the graduate programs at Concordia University.
Sean, do you have stories from any of the people you've helped through the graduate program of people who have really, it's really made a difference for them in their career, whether they're staying in their current career or like you were saying, trying a new path? Do you have stories of success of people who have really benefited from the programs at Concordia Chicago?
Yeah, I have two examples, and they're pretty personal examples, because the first one is my sister-in-law. Yeah, so I helped her earn her master's degree here in educational leadership. And she actually she wasn't at the time, but now she is serving in a role as principal at St. John's Lutheran School in Chicago. So she's in her third year right now, and it's absolutely helped her. And she actually also serves on the leadership consortium with our Department of Leadership in the College of Education. And the second one is my best friend and somebody who actually was my roommate here at Concordia and the godfather of my firstborn, Ethan Minch. And he's serving in Iowa in the healthcare field. And he's advanced his career right after he received his MBA. He advanced his career in helping elderly with Medicare. So two of those are pretty big success stories that are close to me.
Let's go back to the first example you gave, which is, I believe you said your sister-in-law.
It's my sister-in-law, yeah.
Who now serves as principal at St. John's Lutheran School in Chicago. She shared about how the master's degree in, was it educational leadership? Is that right?
Yes.
How has that helped her in her role as a principal at?
So I know the biggest thing for her was being able to be a part of a cohort here, a group that had gone through the entire program together, and having those different individuals in each course helped her learn the differences, because it wasn't only just private school teachers in this cohort. She was grouped with public school and private school teachers. So she was able to get different ideas and viewpoints in terms of, you know, what they deal with here in Chicago and in Illinois, actually, overall. And I think that's really helped her in the early stages of her being a principal at St. John's.
Now, you gave two examples, both working on graduate degrees, master's degrees. Were they also, while they were enrolled as students in graduate studies, also serving in their field full-time as well while they were studying?
Yes, both of them were actually. Michelle, sorry, I didn't think I said her name earlier. Michelle was actually serving as the eighth grade teacher at St. John's Lutheran School when she was getting her master's degree here. So she took on that principal role and became vacant after she received her master's degree. And Ethan was also serving in the healthcare field. And he actually, after he had received his MBA, received his promotion to his director role.
Has Ethan shared what he learned in the MBA program? Any examples of how that's been useful in his new role?
The biggest part for him was being able to have the concentration in the healthcare field. I think he learned a lot from that. This was actually a track change for him professionally. When he received his MBA, he was initially going there for leadership, and he actually was an employee here. And then he decided to change to healthcare. And I think that the healthcare courses that were embedded into his MBA program have benefited him the most when he changed his location.
We have more to talk about with the graduate programs at Concordia University Chicago in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future ChurchWork students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/preparedtoserve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall and Sean Yerkes from Concordia University Chicago about the graduate programs and specifically the Advance with Purpose program happening at Concordia Chicago, which we will get to. Let's talk more about the graduate programs. Dr. Kendall, how do the graduate programs fit in with the mission of Concordia University Chicago?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, when we think about the graduate programs here at Concordia Chicago, we are really focused upon making sure that we have our vision statement, which has truth, freedom, and vocation. And those are our three pillars of the university. So truth founds and defines who we are and the direction that we're headed. And it's the truth of the scriptures. It's the truth of Jesus Christ. And so then that truth, as Martin Luther talks about it, we have a Christian freedom as we rest in our baptisms in Christ. And so it leads us to serve and live and make decisions with this Christian freedom in a different way than we would if we didn't have Christ. So in other words, because we know that Christ takes care of us and guides us and steers us in this life, then in our vocations, we're able to serve the higher good and the common good of others. And so we enter those vocations and we make better decisions and different decisions. They're decisions not based on fear or self-preservation, but it's knowing that we rest in the Lord, then we can actually do better in our work. And so our graduate programs seek to give this broader and deeper lens that we're looking at this field or this area of study from a Lutheran perspective. And so how do we do that? How do we serve in this program? And so, you know, it really cuts to like who we are from our heritage. You know, we started in 1864, supply teachers. And so today our College of Education continues this great pedagogical heritage. And so, you know, we're able to enter in with our various programs, such as a Christian education and teach those students in a way that they're prepared to serve.
I know that the list of graduate programs at Concordia University Chicago is quite extensive. So Sean, I won't ask you to name all of them, but maybe you would like to highlight some of them. Yeah, it's a long list.
Yeah, I mean, we do offer a lot of programs, and actually all of our degree programs are eligible for the Advance with Purpose discount. But to name a few, some of our most popular programs are the Educational Leadership Program in the College of Education. We also have a great MBA program, as well as a doctoral Organizational Leadership Program. Those are a few of the programs that we offer. And we've also actually just started offering a PhD in Exercise Science, which was launched in summer of 2025. So that's another great program that's taken off here at Concordia. But to add on to that, we have 53 graduate programs, 11 of those being doctoral programs and 42 master's programs.
So there are lots of options available people who are serving the church in a variety of ways. Tell us about the Advance with Purpose program, Sean.
Sure. Yeah. So the Advance with Purpose program was actually launched in fall 25. So this is an opportunity for full-time LCMS employees to receive a 50% discount off of their graduate tuition. And this is across all programs. So every program is eligible. Every program receives that discount. We just launched in fall 25. The first has been very successful. We had 11 applicants join this program. So they are the fall semester right now studying full time. I'm sorry, the spring semester. Now they're in their second semester. And kind of good feedback from them.
When you say employees of the LCMS, what does that mean? Who's eligible for this? Who's eligible for this program, Sean?
So it's, Chad, do you want to touch on that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. The Advance with Purpose. So as Sean said, it's a program that offers a 50% tuition discount, you know, on master's and doctoral level programs for full-time employees of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, its entities, and its recognized service organizations, or RSOs. So the Advance with Purpose aims to make advanced degrees more accessible for those people. So it's quite extensive in the people that are able to be eligible for it.
So, for example, Lutheran teachers serving in a Lutheran school who maybe want to continue their education with a master's degree in a specific, you know, in a specific area in education, they would be eligible for the 50% tuition discount as a teacher of a Lutheran in an LCMS school, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. In fact, I had just talked with a board member of a Lutheran school in central Illinois, and they had just called a principal or hired a principal, and the principal is interested in getting more education, and I think it's in principal prep, one of our programs, and so that individual will be eligible.
Sean, tell us about some of the programs that might be of interest to Lutheran educators.
Sure. To start, we probably the best program that they would start off with specifically teachers would be a program such as curriculum instruction. I wouldn't necessarily call it a beginner program because it is a master's program, so it is advanced. But this is typically a program that younger teachers go into for a first master's degree. It's very popular. And then we also have the educational administration program that's available to teachers that are looking for that advancement to learn about the administration side of a school.
Tell us about some of the other programs. You mentioned a doctorate in exercise science. That was my undergrad, actually. So this is why I'm interested in this one. But if I'm trying to think of a full-time LCMS worker who could use this one, I don't know.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe a teacher or a professor, or somebody who's working, I don't know, a gym teacher who's very excited about exercise science.
I was going to say a physical education teacher.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to add on to this, you know, we do have a master's in exercise science too. So these are two very popular programs. I mentioned the doctoral one because it is a newer program, but both programs I would believe would be of interest to somebody like a physical education teacher. It could be of interest to somebody such as an adjunct professor serving at another Concordia or another LCMS institution that is looking to become a doctor in exercise science. Those individuals would be eligible for this as well.
It's very good. There's a breadth and depth of programming available for full-time workers. Dr. Kendall, why a program that makes graduate studies more affordable for LCMS workers?
Well, you know, it's really important for our church body to continue to have church workers that are prepared adequately. And, you know, so often, you know, our church workers, you know, they're not getting wealthy doing it. You know, it's something that they're committed to and their hearts are in it. And, you know, they see this as something that is, you know, led by the Lord. And so it's really important for us to provide something like this to make it attainable for them so that they can continue to serve the Lord and do it well. And, you know, we have great programs, we have great professors, and we are able to, by the Lord's doing, equip people to be better prepared to serve in their field so that they really are scholars and so that they really do become experts in their field. And, you know, we see this as aiding the Lord's work in his church.
Okay, I think we mentioned MBA earlier. If I remember correctly, Sean, you mentioned that is one of the examples. Tell us a little bit about the MBA and DBA programs at Concordia University Chicago.
Yeah, so the MBA program actually, we have the MBA core program, which is a 30 credit hour program here at Concordia. The two options to do that program is 100% online or on campus. And we have both modalities available for that program. The MBA program also has 7 different concentrations, and you're able to do up to triple concentration in the MBA program. So the one thing that we actually are working on right now is a bridge program. So any MBA graduate from Concordia Chicago would be eligible, obviously, for a direct admit into the DBA program, as well as transfer credit once that's approved. The DBA program is a 67 credit hour doctoral program. This program is only offered in online modality, but we are currently working on bringing this in a hybrid or face-to-face on-campus program as well.
You mentioned there's 7 specializations. Was that what it was?
That's correct, yes.
Tell us a little bit about those. I'm very curious.
Oh, boy. Let's see if I can name all 7. So do you want me to name all 7 or do you just want me to kind of briefly talk all over them? So I know I'll talk about the most popular ones first. So the two most popular ones are digital marketing and healthcare management. Those are the two most popular concentrations there. And then we go on to organizational leadership and change management. Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up. You want to stop me?
Sarah's taking notes.
I am.
Okay.
We loved advanced degrees here.
Well, that's fantastic, though, that you can do those online and yeah. then those, you can triple the concentration.
Triple concentration.
You can triple the concentration. So the one perk to the MBA program is you can start in the core program. And any time throughout that program, you can choose to add or remove. So if you haven't taken any courses in one of those concentrations, you can go back and remove that. But if you were to start with the core and you do find interest in a certain topic or a certain concentration, you're able to add that midway through your program.
So I think we have a pretty good idea of some of the programs available. Who's eligible for Advance with Purpose? Sean, how can we find out more about the Advance with Purpose program and learn more about the graduate opportunities at Concordia University Chicago?
Sure. So you can actually find all that information on our website at cuchicago.edu. And we do have a landing page for Advance with Purpose that lays out the steps that you would need to take, as well as program information. And we have contact information for both myself and the financial aid department who is involved in this process as well.
Dr. Kendall, anything else you want us to know about the Advance with Purpose program at Concordia University Chicago?
It is a wonderful opportunity for us in the church to continue to help students grow. We have a few steps, you know, with this to apply for the Advance with Purpose. You know, you can confirm the program admission and apply and be admitted. You can submit the application. There's also a financial aid review that confirms eligibility and applies the discount to your account. And then you start classes and enjoy the reduced tuition while you study.
That's outstanding. What a great opportunity for those serving in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to continue their education at Concordia University Chicago. Sarah's making more plans for continuing education while we talk today.
I don't have enough degrees.
I'm here to help you, Sarah.
I know.
CUChicago.edu, where you can find more information about graduate studies there, and you can also find the Advance with Purpose tuition discount information there as well. Thank you both for spending time with us this morning and sharing with us about this great opportunity for those serving in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's been great talking with you, the Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall, Associate Vice President for Church Relations and Mission at Concordia University Chicago. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me, Andy and Sarah. It's been great.
And Sean, you're Assistant Vice President for Graduate and ADP Admission at Concordia University Chicago. Sean, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.